Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
Part of all of the jobs of like doing all the things in the family and being the only one, it's like, it feels like my identity, you know what I mean?
This is groundbreaking.
Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
What does a COVID wedding mean?
So 25 people outside.
Okay.
You know, tables all apart from each other. So they're saying, like, we're not saying that we're not going to host a wedding for you. It's just going to be a COVID.
You don't get to cancel. So even if there's COVID still here, you're not canceling. Mm-mm. We'll just make it different and you'll have to rearrange your plans. But we're done losing money and people want to book this, so you can't cancel.
Yeah. And the problem is that my sister's like, the whole point of us wanting this wedding was to bring all of our family and friends together. And
they should probably
cancel that.
Cancel.
And then come up with something new when the time arises. There's always going to be a venue, you know?
Oh, yeah. Or just rejig your plans and have an after party, like a wedding celebration. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just I do. Like, it's literally.
Well, they're not about that. They're like, we don't really care about the legal part. We just want to have a party.
Oh. Whoa. Then they should.
And they don't even care about, like, having to get married, like, just to be married. She's like, we're not going to slow down our plans in life because of this. But
then they're still going to get pregnant is what you're saying. I get it. Well, listen, a baby is more of a reason to party now than, like, how do I put this? Do the party. They should have done it when 50 was a thing. Oh, God, I feel so bad for them. Because the baby's going to pull a big old plan. on.
I know. You know? Like, I know a lot of people, like, they have their babies and then they get married or they.
Oh, that would be horrific.
Like, I'm literally thinking, like, after I had a baby, like, I do not want to go to a big party.
No. Or nor do I want to be hungover with a new baby. Mm-hmm. And your brain, and you kind of feel out of sorts of your body. Like, your body feels like it doesn't really belong to you. Now, listen, the people who, like, come home and put their skinny jeans back on, like, the next day, that's not most of us. And your boobs are leaking. You have pad in your fajin. Like,
and mine is the physical aspect. You're mentally, like, jumbled. I was thinking, actually, just recently when I was thinking of my brother having a baby, and then
the other. By the way, I'm still jumbled. The jumbled hasn't left.
Oh, it's a different jumbled, though. I'm really thankful. When I see people pushing their stroller, I remember just trying to get, like, I really tried to rush the days so it would turn to bedtime. Constantly on edge, like, constantly stressed.
Oh, thinking about, like, after nap time, now what? After mm-hmm. this time, okay, what can I do to fill the hours of 5 to 7? Because, you know, I was so excited to them when they began to eat because it was something to do.
Totally. And I was driving this morning, I thought about it again. I was like, I'm so glad that school is over. I did that, it's done. And having young children is done. Like, I'm really thankful it's over.
Yeah, we don't have to go back to that.
It was really hard. Oh, it was really bad.
It's horrific.
It's so nice to know that it ends, you know?
If you're pregnant, really, you don't have your first baby yet. For some people, it's the best thing. Everyone has a hard phase. And our hard phase was definitely young children. Mm-hmm. We're much better parents mm-hmm. when our children aren't on the brink of dying at every minute.
Yeah.
We're much better at not having to worry about every second.
And know why they're, now we know why they're crying usually, or we know why they're, you know, doing something. Back then, you
just
didn't
know. So we're control freaks, got it. We don't like being out of control.
Just when they would cry for no reason and then they wouldn't stop crying. It was so loud. I'm glad it's over. I'm glad school's over. You know, I feel like...
For us, not for our children.
Yeah.
We're very happy they're in school.
Very happy they're in school. But I'm just like, you know, I'm in a good place. Like, I feel like, even though yesterday my kid was running down the street saying, fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch, to his brother. He's 6. And then this morning he comes, hey, Dad, I saw you take the tooth from under my pillow and then put $20 under there.
Here's my favorite. Dude. No, here's my favorite polarization of this child, okay? So Nat really likes, like, up until, I would say, oh, no, I mean, you would still love to cuddle him like a baby.
Yeah,
he still sucks his fingers. You still make him have a nap with you. Like, you make him get into bed with you to calm him down.
Anymore.
I mean, you're like, I'm going to get TJ to come up with me and lie down.
I know.
I mean, but he's yelling, fuck you, bitch, down the street and playing Fortnite. But you're like, come have a bath with me.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you want him so, and then he founds a tooth fairy and he's hunting down the tooth fairy. It's like it's like backfiring this little baby who you hope you'd keep, like, the baby, who's now catapulted past, like, even Teddy now, I feel like, who would never scream, fuck you, bitch, on the street at the top of his lungs, screaming. Oh. So you better pick another baby in the family and eject
cuddle that one.
I'm thinking you should eject that one because
Teddy back into my bed.
I'm thinking you should reverse and make it about
fuck you, bitch, with no front teeth.
The screaming, top of his lungs. Fuck, now he's hunting down the tooth fairy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably going to get a bazooka and wait for Santa and blow that shit up if Santa, you know, so.
I just can't believe that Mark did it in the morning, and TJ goes, I was faking, I wasn't sleeping. And Mark's like, I was just checking to see if the tooth fairy came. He goes, no, I woke and checked, and I saw the tooth fairy hadn't come, and then I felt you take the tooth and put $20 in it. Now I want to know where the tooth is.
Oh.
So he's 6, it's over.
Oh, over. Fuck you, bitch. It is so over.
Oh, fuck you, bitch.
It's not even, like... It is not even, I will tell you the big reason why it's over is because he doesn't want to please you. So he has no fear of whatsoever. The baby always wants the mummy's attention of being like, mommy, like, you know, I would say Olivia's my baby. If I'm pissed at her, she can't settle. It's like, she like, he... And Chloe, don't give a fuck if we're mad at them. They're like, I don't care. Literally, I don't care.
I don't care. He said that straight to your face. I don't care.
I don't care.
And you're like, I know you don't care.
I know. I actually know you don't care, but okay. Like, I don't care. Like, there's nothing, there's no bargaining tools with, there's no threats, no bargaining tools, no, they actually don't care. Mm-mm. So you better find a new baby in the group. Okay. Tucker might be a good baby.
He's such a jerk sometimes.
Okay.
The dog?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you've got brought that one into your bed, but it had a lot of gas. I mean, you're really going to have to, you're going to have to like.
It's time for a new family.
Maybe it's time for a new, no. I mean, or you can, yeah, I, that was a whole new level of, fuck you. I'm so angry. Fuck you, bitch.
You're like, oh God. We were trying to do something. We were trying to do cameos for, it was like, it's a 30 second thing and we could not even do it.
No.
Left without their shoes.
Oh, shoes, shirts.
But then they put themselves in their room for like a long time.
I think they knew it was really bad.
Yeah.
Like, I think, and I said to Taylor, what would grandma have done?
Oh, and he would have been fuck you, bitch, to her. Well, not to her, but he would have been, I don't care.
Right. So what would she have done?
She would just get really mad. To them or to me?
To the situation. Would she have, like, kicked you out of the... Taylor goes, she would have kicked us out.
Yeah.
She would be like, get out of my house.
Yeah. And no, she would just, no problem, get out.
Get out.
Get out of my
house. Even if you're, like, eating dinner, get out of my house.
Yeah, get out of my house.
I like that approach. I should be like this next time. Get out of my house.
Yeah.
Imagine I locked the door. Oh, and then they were locking the doors on each other and trying to break down the door. There was zero. It was actually, I was laughing. Like I and Chloe was watching the whole scene.
Oh, with a little smile.
Because she doesn't have brothers, right? And brothers are a very different beast. So if you have two boys who like, you know, throw it down, like, please know you're not alone. But Chloe doesn't have two brothers to watch. So when you see like her cousins do it, like lots of brothers do it. Mm-hmm. So when you watch it.
Do you know what the fight started about?
Yes.
The girl.
Yes. Yeah. An imaginary girl that they've never met that Tucker said, you could be girlfriend, whatever.
And then they were talking about her at the table about like, oh, she could be your girlfriend. Like all
they
positive.
Did, by the way, they didn't even see her. They because they're both in grade one.
It's crazy to think that like two of my boys could have crushed on the same girl because they're only
well if I fuck you bitch is going to be around for a long time to each other then because they are going to be if that went oh my god if you made out with a crush oh have you ever made out with a crush of
a sibling
or a friend
yeah because I only have brothers really
and I believe,
I know I just said I have a sister but she's
if dead. I'm thinking correctly I believe someone made out with me but I didn't make out back you know what I mean like they go into kiss you and you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Your sister's crush?
I don't think it was my sister. I'm trying to think if it was.
Your brother's crush?
Yeah, one of... No, my brother's crush. Yeah, boy. I didn't make out with a girl. Or was it a friend's crush? And I was like, what are you doing? I can't remember. You know what I mean? I remember, though, it was dramatic. If I remember... Don't you sometimes just have it gone out of your head, but it was something?
Oh, yes. 100%.
Like, the amount of making out is just... God.
I had, I think, three of my friends... Slept with the same guy.
Oh, but did they all like him? Or was it just convenient? You know what I mean?
They think they thought he was hot.
Yeah, but they weren't like, I really like him.
Nobody was in love with him.
There you go. It's when you're in love and you go and do that.
Oh, that's so sad. That's a movie.
That's in real life. Inspired by many real life situations, mm-hmm. You know?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Where are we at for business? Well, let's just, you know, break that shit down. Where are we at for business?
Well, we're getting some legal shit going on, and we're trying to get the attention of our agents to either do it with them or do it without them.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I feel life feels weird right now.
Huh.
Well, it's really great that your husband goes to work.
Yeah, you know what? When he was home last week, routine is underappreciated. Mm-hmm. Like the routine of people's own lives. Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Routine of your life when you're married and that other person having a life outside of your life is really important.
Great.
It's really important,
yeah.
Because the lines begin to blur, mm-hmm, about the days, because when you sign up to live with someone, you sign up because they have their life and you have your life. And if you are both home, and I think that's why retirement is so hard for so many people, mm-hmm, because your days are constantly accountable to somebody else when you're like, that's not sustainable for a lot of people for that many years, because it's like you have no time. Like when he was home, I wasn't annoyed. It wasn't in my way.
It's just weird.
It's a presence of somebody. My husband was home for like 9 days or whatever, or 8 days. And he had a cold, and you're not allowed into the place with a cold, whatever. It was weird. It was very...
It's a weird feeling. And Monday doesn't really feel like Monday.
Yeah. And they start like cleaning during the day, and he was doing laundry. I'm like, you know what? Mm. This is my domain. This is my domain. Maybe if I was at work all day and had somewhere to go, it would be very different. I really wouldn't care what they did. But the vibe is definitely different.
It's also like he's there to help a lot, which in theory
was amazing.
Make my life easier with the drop-offs and all that. But it just kind of makes...
One more person to organize for what's happening where.
Yeah, but it's also like... I feel like part of all of the jobs of it, of like doing all the things in the family and being the only one, it's like it feels like my identity, you know what I mean?
This is groundbreaking.
And I'm like, I just feel like my job is not as hard anymore, which in theory should be good, but it also makes me be like...
It's not as enjoyable. Is it not as enjoyable? Like having the... Like you're... I get...
It's like the intensity, the stress of taking care of them was a feeling that
liked.
Yeah, it filled a part of me, and now I only have to do half of it. So it's kind of like, I kind of liked it being a little bit hard. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. You don't feel challenged?
Like in the family.
Okay.
So it's kind of weird. It's kind of a weird feeling, because it's like you should love to have to do half of your job.
Right.
You know, but... Like just the buzzing around, drop off your goods and figuring it all out.
I don't like, there's a wine drop off. Very interesting. You see that? It's a truck. He's taking a case of wine to them.
I love that.
See, big case. Only a case, eh? Not 3 cases. what I will say is I liked having him here because I have 3 kids at 3 different schools, but I have that figured out when he's not there. But I don't like having to communicate,
yeah,
about the minutiae and the pickup of the day and organize. It feels like one more step than when I do it and he just shows up at home at nighttime. I'm like, that feels right for me in my situation.
Yeah, and actually, when we were on the road before, my mom and my husband were like, you have to just tell, you have to give it to us and tell us what to do because you know it all in your head, but if you give it to us, we can just take it.
Yeah.
You know? But I kind of liked having, you know, doing it all in my head, doing it all myself.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're losing control of your position, your job position?
It just feels...
boring.
Yeah, like too easy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like not stressful. Like my hardest part is making two sandwiches in the morning. You know what I mean?
He used to complain about sandwiches, but now it's too not hard enough. I
also feel like this morning, he drove one of them to school, and I easily could have drove the other two to school, but I was like, you might as well do it. He's like, okay.
I love
So I don't
this.
Even have to do it. Thank God I took the fourth one to school, but like, you know, he'll just do it.
Okay. He's just there available.
So what am I, just a sloth?
Well, we have lots we could do. We have lots to do today.
I don't mean that. It's just, you know, like, it's kind of, I like, you know, the pressure of, like, getting them out the door and getting them in the car and dropping them off.
I do love the starts of the mornings. I do love, I know.
It's just different. When things change, it feels different, you know?
What are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm hoping it'll get back to normal.
Right.
I feel, right now.
It's so funny because she has a husband who loves being home and could arguably, I know you don't want me to say this, be a stay-at-home dad. Like, easily be a stay-at-home dad without much, like, would not feel less masculine, would not feel like, if he came into the lottery, he'd be like, I would be totally fine to consult and be a stay-at-home dad and be home and work my meetings around the days that are not, that I don't have to be somewhere. He'd be very, my husband could not, would not, does not have the patience, does not have the desire, does not have, it is, yeah, he would do laundry all day. He'd love that. He'd love to reorganize the garage, which he did again. You know what I mean? But he would love to do outside work, but not management. Mm-hmm. He could not do house management of the day. Mm-hmm. He still asked me, like, so how do you make macaroni and cheese? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, I you know, I don't think... Both of our husbands had never cooked a meal. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, mine made peanut butter and jam
That's what they would do, or mac and cheese, or butter noodles. Like, but they don't...
They don't quite... Like, it was 12:30, and I told him, like, they won't have eaten. Mm-hmm. Remember when I said that? Like, they better have eaten. I'm like, they won't have eaten.
They never eat if we're not home, the kids. They
I know.
They never eat food. They'll snack. They'll grab snacks. But, like,
they won't ask their dads what to eat, what's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
But I thought to myself, imagine you had somebody who would deliver... Like, I think about this for Mark. He gets a meal delivered to him.
Oh, yeah, doesn't... No. Imagine you didn't have to think about...
Yeah.
This is my biggest anxiety and stress. And listen, this is full womanhood and motherhood talk right now, but like thinking about what's for dinner takes up so much space in my brain about what to serve them. What am I going to make? Do I have it? And then they're like, what's for dinner? Like they come home, it's always what's for dinner. That's a lot of fucking pressure.
That is a lot of pressure. You do feel that. And you know, I think that if you win the lottery, I think it's a chef for you.
Oh, yeah. My husband would never think about what's for dinner.
No.
That would never cross their head.
It doesn't cross their head at all. And the thing is that if you just sit there, like one time, I just sat and waited the time. I didn't do anything just to see when he would do something about the meal. Anyways, it never happened. Then I was getting too late. I'm like, oh, God, don't. But to be delivered a meal, he never knows what he's going to get. He's never like, what's for dinner? But he knows he'll be delivered a meal, a surprise, every day. That's like having a personal chef.
Every man has a personal chef. A personal chef. You know,
deliver me a meal. I don't even know what it's going to be.
I have an epiphany. Are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. So Max, this morning, and Max, if you listen to this when you're older, you will get over this. When he was older. Oh. But like right now, he came down like hot in the morning. And I don't mean physically hot, like emotionally hot, freaking out about not having his uniform ready, okay? So, like, basically having a temper tantrum that he has temper tantrums, not in a way that most kids do, just, like, upset, like, irrational, okay? Freaking out. And I had to be like, stop. And he kept being like, I'm going to be late. I'm like, this rhetoric is going to make you more late. Mm-hmm. Now, when he does that, all the girls around him problem solve his problem.
Really? Like Chloe and...
Right? Olivia. So I have to stop and because you want to calm them down in order to solve the problem so they can work through it. Mm-hmm. Watch the men and the boys in your life and watch how they problem solve. I really encourage everyone to do it and see who jumps to the solution for them. because I believe we make boys and men account depend on women to solve problems, and I believe he has watched me solve problems for somebody in this household, and so he has learned what to do as a man and as a boy. So I made him stop. I said, I'm not going to solve this problem for you. I want you to calm down and think about it. And Chloe whispers, why doesn't he just go check in the laundry room, right? And I'm like, shh.
Yeah.
So I calm him down and I go, you need to solve this. So he goes downstairs and comes up with a full uniform. Okay. Mm-hmm. Daddy did the laundry. It was there, but he couldn't even get to that solution before having a full level 10 problem. Mm-hmm. And I go, he's like, but late. I mean, it's going to be late. I'm making it everybody else's problem. And I was like, I will be fucking damned in my life if I give someone to you like this. Mm-hmm. You will not be the level 10er because you have a problem. Mm-hmm. Do not make a problem more of a problem. Mm. Solve your problem. Mm-hmm. And so I really encourage you all to look at the boys, especially in your life, and see who solves their problems when they come to you at a young age, at a medium age, because so many people have such a hard time with emotions that they want to calm the emotions, but most men come in at a high level of irritation when there's a problem, and everyone wants to calm that irritation down. Mm. So it's not mad, they're just pissed at the problem. Mm. So they come in like, oh, fuck this, that, fuck, but like, this is a problem. No. Does this solve anything? No. And I can think of multiple times when men don't come in calmly to solve the problem. They come in irritated. It's like, not a big deal. We'll just clean, yeah. Like...
I was just thinking, though, the problem solver in my house is a boy.
Not all of them.
Right.
But many of them come in hot. Mm-hmm. That's good. He probably takes to you.
Mm-hmm. It's Teddy.
Yes.
He'll fix everyone's problem here. I'll get you your socks.
Watch what they do, though. When they get irritated, it's like the most fascinating thing, and he'll be a problem solver in life.
Yeah, it's funny. I think about the person who comes in hot and emotional. It's a girl in my house, she spirals.
But that's anxiety.
Yeah,
like, and it's if she's rational,
yeah,
she can solve the problem. It's when it's a directional to her in a situation, versus like, if she couldn't find her uniform, that would be anxious. Like,
uh huh.
Yeah, it's not always boys, but it's a lot.
Probably more boys, and it's a kind of person.
It's a kind of person that has been raised by somebody who has not squashed that, who has probably done that, and they've watched it and learned it from one of their parents. Mm-hmm. These irate fucking problem people.
It's also so embarrassing when somebody gets, like, when an adult gets all, a man, and unattractive, when they get all out of sorts for something that's so small. It's like, you look like such a salad right now. Like, it's embarrassing that you're so upset about this and that you can't handle your own emotions. You don't look brave. You don't look tough. You look stupid.
Yeah. Also, you look like so out of control of yourself. That is so lahooserish.
Yeah.
And like, you're not so, I just look at people, I'm like, you're not solving anything. Oh. Like, you're making more of a problem for yourself. Like
grow up.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Oh my God. It's, yeah. There's a lot of people who cause big problems when they're small problems, you know?
Yeah, it's embarrassing. It's also like, you think to yourself, like, how selfish are you that you think that you can behave that way in a room full of people, and not even think about how it's affecting other people?
Very self-centered. Very, very, you know, I've been thinking a lot about like what I want my kids to be when they grow up, and not, I don't mean like in a business sense. I mean like in a personality sense. And I really hope that they are, you know, your step siblings, they're a great job. Like, there are three, like, I want my kids to be close together. Like, I want them to be friendly with each other. I want them to be like, not victims of their lives. Mm-hmm. So very much like resilient. Mm-hmm. And I want them to be happy. Mm-hmm. And I want them to be kind, but not kind where it's detrimental to themselves. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. Not much more.
Worry about yourself, but be thoughtful of others.
Yeah. Don't take on other people's problems and be like, oh my God, this person's so, you know, and don't talk badly about people. That's another one, because then you just get yourself in trouble.
It'll always come back to you.
Don't talk, and don't text other people, and don't do dick pics or booby pics or vag pics ever or film things you shouldn't.
Do most people do that though these days? Now?
Yes, but not do it when you're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just in high school. Realize if you can't share it with me, you cannot share. Do not do it. I'm your moral compass.
I wonder what's going to be our first big thing out of all of our kids that hits.
And I feel like it's coming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
No, yeah, we're definitely close.
I feel like the period's going to be big.
Period's going to be, oh God, gosh. Okay, yeah, I got to put some pads in the bag. We bought the pads.
Period's going to be huge.
Yeah. And you know, even just when I heard that thing that happened at our boys' school.
So someone...
Some kids told another kid, your dad sucks.
Yeah.
And he's a professional athlete. And it obviously, the dad doesn't suck. So it was just a mean thing to say. But I'm like, even finding out that my kid had done that, that would have been a big thing for me, right?
Also, the fact that that kid was a lot younger than the kids who did it. I mean, that is just such... Yeah, no, and when a kid feels the need to tear down another kid, especially a little, like a smaller kid than them, mm-mm. It's SOS time. Like, mm-hmm. if your kid is inherently feeling less than other people, then they go and put them down. Like, that is small problems for when they're younger that will only become huge problems when they're adults because it's a void you can't fill with anything. It's a void they have to fill within themselves. And it is a huge, like, especially for some girls that it'll come up with relationships and boys. It'll come up in, you know, drug use. Like, it'll come up in not saying all of them, but in big ways.
Yeah, but
a void.
Yeah, those boys who did that are going to be drug addicts.
Wow. Well, they will, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big problem. It's mm-hmm. a mean mm-hmm. to, if you can't differentiate between, it's different than peers being like mm-hmm. dickbags to each yeah. other, then going to out of your way to put a little kid
because he's jealous down. That his dad's famous.
Oh yeah. That's a problem.
Yeah.
It's not like it was like a, mm-hmm. I mean, I think peer to peer is way different than going to peg someone who's yeah. years younger than
yeah.
you. That's a dick back.
Yeah, I didn't. I never found out the conclusion about how it was handled. I don't think that my son ended up really knowing what happened. They talked to them, I know, but...
It wasn't a school announcement.
Right.
Dig deeper, Nitty.
Yeah.
Dig deeper.
Yeah, like, is there an email about it?
No.
Oh, like a school announcement about... Yeah, no, I don't know. Yeah, I will ask more. I love when they come home and tell me shit.
My kids are very good about telling stories.
Yeah. They know we like stories, too.
And then they even lie about them sometimes and make up really big ones. I've got one who just comes home and tells the shit out
Not
of it. I'm like,
still.
Oh yeah. And I'm like,
she's so funny.
I'm like this. It's like, it's not possible. Okay. Well, maybe not. I was like, oh God, she loves to make it mad. She's looking for an imagination journey. It's a holiday soon.
I know. Your kids have their lists, the Christmas list. Olivia says it's 2 pages long.
It's, well, no, I said to the older kids, listen, gone are the days for you having lots of presents because you want big presents now. So you have to realize you get to an age where you get one or two, mm-hmm. and the little one will have a lot more because her presents are $24.99, mm-hmm. not $249.99. Mm-hmm. So you, I think the good thing is now they covet, like Chloe's not coveting anything other than a real deer mm-hmm. that she can feed.
Mm-hmm. Does it poo?
It just, she can feed it and take care of it. Yeah. A fucking deer.
Yeah. First it was a unicorn, now it's a deer.
It was an elephant.
It's evolved. Elephant.
Remember the elephant? She got Ellie the
elephant. Oh, God, yeah. Did she ever play with that?
Yes.
Oh.
It still comes up.
Wow.
So now she wants a deer.
Okay.
The other
ones. Does this exist, by the way?
No.
Oh.
Of course not. So the other ones want.
What does she have on two pages? What is it filled with?
Olivia? Oh, she wants. All the kids have Beats headphones. Beats headphones, okay? They're like
$300. Oh, okay.
She wants an Apple Watch.
Okay.
It's $500.
Okay.
She wants. She's like, I actually don't want that much. She could fill her room with trinkets. You know, she loves trinkets, so she could fill her room with, like, trinkets. But I said, I'm like, then you're just going to have shit everywhere. That bothers her.
Yeah, so because she
has nowhere to put it.
Her room was so minimalist.
And it still is. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you got to be really, and Max is like, this year is like, I don't really like toys anymore.
That's right.
This is the first year he doesn't want toys.
What the heck does he want?
Gaming chair.
Because that's expensive, I think.
$349.
Oh, okay.
I already found it.
Oh, okay.
$349 gaming chair, and what? One more thing that he wants. Oh, God.
So we're going to encourage this gaming some more.
What the fuck do I care?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, what, like, yeah. Their dad's game. Like, to pretend they don't game is ridiculous. They game. They like it. I'm not opposed to it, you know? Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. He wants one more thing. What does he want?
You know, the whole gaming thing, it's so funny because, like, I had brothers, and they never gamed.
Oh, me neither.
So I only thought it was, like, weird kids who gamed.
Yeah, it is.
What?
Yeah, it is.
But all kids game now.
No, I think some are more prone to gaming. Yes, not all kids game. 100% not all kids game. Yeah.
But like their whole hockey team
Teddy will not be a gamer.
No, he's not. He's not.
So there you go.
Okay. So
you get it? So there's going to be kids as they get older who will get more and more into gaming. The other kids who are kind of like, we'll take it or leave it, but we'll do it because it's something to do, but won't be like, oh, I want to go and game.
Right.
Get what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So gaming is going to be.
But it's also still like one of my stepbrothers, he games now, and he does it because he connects with his friends.
Yeah.
So crazy.
So gaming.
We should try it.
Okay. I have no desire to game.
But it seems like they like it so much. It looks like so much fun.
Okay.
Like, what if it's fun? What if we become gamers and then we get sponsors?
Oh, my God. Okay, let's start gaming. No, I don't care if he games. I mean, he would still rather go for a walk than game. And
yeah,
I'm fine with letting... If you covet something... You know, Olivia was like, I remember, Chloe, when I was 3, I wanted this pink convertible Barbie car, and it was an American Girl one, and I got it. Like, she said the whole thing, and I was like, wow, so you do remember something you covet that you get.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chloe just wants a deer. Wish me luck on that one. But the other two are coveting things, so... I was like, okay, we'll work on what you covet so that...
I guess we should get started on the shopping. I was listening to the news this morning. They're like, you better get started.
That's why I'm like, if you want the hats, if you want the sunglasses, if you want the things we're selling, we're starting now for Christmas because mm-hmm. we will not be able to ship out December. Mm-mm. It will not be... We won't get it in time. So, yeah, I was just trying to... I honestly don't want a lot of crap in my house.
Oh,
geez. And if toys are gone, then... And they don't need clothes. Because they wear uniforms. So I'm just kind of like, well.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's hard to shop for adults. It's like trying to figure out what to give your husband. It's like, oh, God.
I think we're done with that. It's so dumb.
Here's a present. Merry Christmas. Here's a present.
Seriously, would you want some new slippers?
Merry Christmas.
I actually asked for the fucking new Roomba.
Oh, you're asking for it. Awesome.
Well, why not? He's going to get me something, and I'll just get me the Roomba. I want the new Roomba. Perfect.
Awesome.
Okay? I mean, what else? I'll just buy it. You'll buy it for me. What else am I going to get? I don't want anything else. I could give you a list, but you're not going to... You know, everyone's like, that's so ungrateful, Kat.
I need new underwear, right?
Sure.
Don't I?
And jammies.
Yeah.
I know what to get you. Coat, jammies, things.
You know I need new underwear. You told me.
Yeah, I did. Why did I tell you that?
Because it's kind of falling apart.
What do you do with that?
Also, why did you see my underwear?
That's a great question. A lot on all those fronts. And why did I tell you needed new underwear?
Because it was ripping.
Weird. I don't remember when.
Perlman.
Guess what, guys?
What?
we have a show booked for May at Foxwoods.
Yeah, we do. We really do.
And, I know.
And Medford. And
is it Meatford or Medford?
Medford.
Good.
And other places.
Like what?
Like, I think Atlantic City.
Okay, good.
I know,
right? Tell me more.
I know.
And if I have to quarantine for 2 weeks when I get back,
I don't give two
you
shits.
Can suck a dick.
Who can?
You for me. I'm at the customs. You know what, sir? She's going to suck a dick, so I don't have to go, right? And you'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Okay.
Yeah, we are starting back on the road.
Yeah, they're giving us dates, guys. And I just, you know, every time she sends a date, I tell her she's turning me on. Foxwoods, May 7th. Medford, May 8th. Portland, May 9th. Atlantic City, June 5th. Anaheim, July 17th.
Pardon?
What?
Anaheim, eh?
That's California, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
That's my husband's birthday.
Oh, perfect.
July 17th?
Good. A Saturday night.
You know what he'll say if I should call him.
And then Mystic Lake Casino on September 23rd. And then Detroit, October 3rd. I mean, please, in the name of everything...
Corona gods, get your fucking virus out this fucking place. Nat, you know what? I have a lot of Corona feelings.
Okay.
And I've really worked through them.
Oh, good.
To the place where I feel like this was a time out for us for a year because things were going too fast.
Okay.
And remember once before we left our families,
mm-hmm.
like our last life,
mm-hmm.
we left our children
yeah.
to go pursue our career.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it... This, because Corona's about Nat and I, obviously. Like, but I'm just attesting it to our okay, and okay. our weirdness.
Okay.
So they were like, you know what? You need to go back
okay.
and have a good amount of time with your children.
Parents,
you've pursued your dreams for a long time.
Right.
Now, and you were getting a little bit like, I don't like the bus. I don't, remember? You were a okay. little bit ungrateful for okay. tour.
Okay.
You know, and you're like, I just need to be home. So okay. we're home.
Okay. And now our kids remember spending so much time with us.
And now I feel like...
They're a bit older.
So now put that back in the you know, that you love the bus.
I love the bus.
Remember, you're like, I'm kind of over touring.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No.
I love the bus. But I just want the strippers on the bus with us.
I know. I think they're too big.
Well, it's so unfair that they have to go in a car.
I'd be very afraid to sleep. They'd have to be on the top. Bottom. Because I'd be very afraid to fall.
I wish that the bus had a back and it had its own bathroom and its own beds for the strippers.
When do you...
Get a double?
And would their dicks fit in the washroom? Mm. Yeah. Like, could you imagine that hose?
Not my problem because they have their own bathroom. You know what I mean? Like, they're in the back. They don't get to sleep where we sleep. But they get to travel with us so they don't have to be in cars driving.
Mm.
Although, I think they kind of liked it.
I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, they did. They saw the world.
And do they wake up with boners every morning?
Wait, men wake up with boners in the morning?
Oh my, shut up.
No, shut up.
Yes.
Mark has a boner every morning?
Every morning.
No.
Yeah, a semi it's called. Give me your phone.
I know what a semi is.
Yeah, they wake up with semis every morning.
Why?
I don't know. Do men wake up with boners in the morning?
You should say erection.
Here's what I found.
Morning wood. What causes morning
okay, that's
wood?
That's exactly what I want to know.
Okay, I'll let you know. Here we go. Why do men wake up with morning erections?
Okay.
Or, this is medical news, morning wood. What is morning wood
okay.
and why does it happen?
Yeah.
Morning wood is a slang term that refers to a person having an erect penis when they wake up in the morning.
Okay.
The medical term is nocturnal penile tumescence.
Say that last word again.
Nocturnal penile tumescence.
Change.
Some call it having a nocturnal erection. It's not a result of a sexual arousal Uh-oh. Or having a dream relating to sex. Instead, it's a normal function of the male reproductive system.
Huh.
Yep. Yep. If a male does not have NPT regularly, Uh-oh. It can indicate a health issue. So having a boner in the boner in your back is actually very good for them.
Are we allowed to call your husband and ask if he has a semi most mornings?
Yeah.
Or no?
It's facts.
No, but I want to know if he does or if we have a health problem.
Oh. God.
Do you see it when he stands up?
No, I just know for a fact. They always have half boners in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You did not know this.
I didn't... No, not really.
Yeah, yeah. It's very common. I can't believe you didn't... How do I know this and you don't?
You know, it sounds kind of familiar.
Yeah, morning wood is a normal part.
But I think I used to know about it. I don't think I knew about it anymore.
So as they get older, you can expect less NPT. So what in the morning? This changes. This change should happen gradually. Okay. So anyone who notices a sudden drop in morning boners should speak with doctor. You know what? I am not getting a regular morning boner.
Do our boys have boners in the morning?
Semi-boners, yes.
Ow.
That's why they pee on the seat in the morning, because their boner is up. I'm not lying. I'm not making this up.
I know.
Maybe it might, because I was a doctor. I knew
this.
You
were a male doctor.
I never read this.
Or a penal doctor.
I was just a doctor who knew about morning
bodily
wood.
I was a morning wood specialist, actually. Yes.
I can't believe you didn't know about morning. That blows my mind. Did y'all know about morning wood? Come on.
It's like I feel like I used to know, but I don't know anymore. I really feel like it sounds familiar.
They're not excited to see you. They just have to pee.
Okay. Oh, when they pee, it goes away?
Yeah. Yeah. It blood flow. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, also, they can get boners. And if you are in class, you get a boner. It's not because I'm aroused. It's a function of my penis.
Okay. Okay. But you don't get a boner every time you have to pee.
Nah.
Don't be crazy.
Just morning circulation.
Okay.
And your vagina pulsates in the morning.
No, 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 no.
Swollen labia.
No. No, no, you.
Try a clitoris ring and see what happens.
A what?
Clitoral ring.
What's that?
You don't know about clitoral rings.
What is that?
Vagina jewelry.
What?
What?
Well,
come on.
What does that have to do with a pulsing vagina?
Because you can't put it on in the morning.
Wait, you take it off at night?
Yeah, or it swells. Come on.
Come on.
I am not
so
lying.
So before you go to bed, you take out your vagina jewelry, and every morning you go put it back on.
Your clitoral.
I think you keep it on like a nose ring. I think, come on. You're lying.
You don't pierce it. It just slips over.
Pardon? Like a cuff? You're lying.
I'm totally lying.
Okay.
That would have been a great game, though. I would have had you there. 100. Everyone's like, wow, I didn't know about this.
Yeah, well.
I could get stuck if you wear it all night. Close up.
It was like a
take off your cock ring at nighttime.
It's like a clip-on pierce.
Yeah, something. Yeah. We should sell those. We need some more money.
We should sell them.
Yeah, we should. A clitoral ring.
Oh, we really
but got not a piercing.
No.
Wow, y'all. Well, you're welcome for this invigorating podcast. See what happens when we talk about kids, husbands, and morning wood. Can't believe you didn't know about that.
I think I did. I just forgot.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not a boner.
There's 4 penises in my house.
I have a lot of wood in the morning. You can go stoke some fires with that shit. Oh, yeah. Your vagina's a fire.
Stoke some fires? What does that mean?
You put wood in a fire.
And you stoke it?
Back and forth.
Pardon? Isn't that poking?
Stoking.
Why?
Stoke the fire. Because you fire it up. It's called stoking. All right, guys. Well, there we go. Happy whatever day it is. And it's been a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Things you needed to know, things you didn't know.
You needed to know.
A few tips and some parenting advice.
There you go.
And a little bit of wood. Side of wood in there.
You should get an award for this.
You should.
Everyone else seems to get awards.
Fuck that. All right. See y'all later.